I recently saw the movie Hidden Figures, and it's interesting because you're talking about NASA was part of this seminar today, and I found that movie to be entertaining but also informative about the race to space and building these rockets and just what's involved. You know, I don't know if you saw the movie interview, but when Taraji P. Henson went up to that blackboard and was writing all those numbers, it's fascinating to me how deep math can go. And no insult to any of you all, but probably it's above some of your heads. I mean, this is math that, you know, well, even some of the scientists there, not everybody had the same level of understanding about math. How many of you think you have students that will really excel in the STEM area?
Oh, I've got several that will, because when you make it interesting, they get into it more and they learn it more. They remember more than we did when we were sitting there with a book and memorizing. You don't do that now. You learn it, you know it, you own it, and that helps.
Wow. Anybody else think they have some little Einsteins or yeah?
Oh yeah, most definitely. I have one student in particular. He's one of the ones that I have to always keep up stay on, because he's so high for his age right now. For example, he tested on a ninth grade reading level. Wow. And for a fifth grader. So he is one of those that I have to keep going, keep pushing. So anything out of what we're teaching, any extra, anything that I can pull from different, we can go as far as saying like bibliographies. He's very interested in knowing his history. You know, so, and science is one of his favorites. So he'll be one of the students coming back for the program. I'm trying not to say a date.
Okay, what is that? What's that program?
In Mars. NASA's going to launch their next mission to Mars in 2030. And it's just kind of interesting that some of the students that we teach may be some of those same astronauts that go up there in 2030.
I knew that there were plans. That's the next big mission they want to go. But this is the first I'm hearing of the 2030 program. How many of you think you're going to go back to your classrooms and tell your kids about that 2030 program?
Well, most definitely.
Yes.
Hopefully it'll get them more interested in being like, oh, I can do this, and really apply themselves fully.
How difficult is it for you guys as teachers? Do these types of seminars and tools help? And tell me how you first heard about what was happening up there today. Like, did somebody, was it optional, or did your schools kind of make it mandatory?
Our school invited us to go. Well, the district invited us to go.
My principal volunteered me to come, which I'm like, oh, yeah, great. I love it, because I love science, too.
Oh, you do?
I do. This is my passion. Science is what I do.
I mean, I'm trying to think back to high school. I know I took algebra and maybe a little calculus, but even then it was, algebra I was pretty good with. But when you got to the more advanced levels of math, it was challenging to me, because it takes a certain kind of mind to do that. But they really say that math is the universal language, because all cultures, the math is the same. The language may be different, but math is one of considered a universal language.
I totally agree. Especially with, like, if we just go back and speak about how we learned sitting at a desk all day versus how our students are learning today. They're up out of the desk. We have more technology in the classroom now, hands-on, like the smart boards that they can go and touch. And we have more computers in the classrooms now, so we can put them on the computers. And instead of listening to me, one of my more advanced students can go and get on a program that we've found that can help them with the math.
Weigh in on that. How helpful has the digital equipment been, especially computers? I've started to read that some schools are like, okay, you can use your phone sometime during the day, maybe, I guess, to do research. And especially since in a lot of poor school districts, the books are not necessarily up to date. In the computers, you can get the more recent information.
Technology is important in the classroom. And, you know, funding is a lot of times an issue. I have some technology in my classroom because I've gone outside of, I've written some grants. So we have some iPads. We actually have a school set of iPads that hopefully will be set up soon just because of, so we've had to go outside of, you know, just what's available to get that.
And don't be embarrassed, but I'm going to ask you, are your students better than you are?
Yes. They definitely are, and it's good to use technology because that's what they're used to, the cell phones, the video games, so it's like a win-win situation.
It's the one time you can turn in the classroom and say, can you help me with this? How do I do this? You've given me hope. You guys have great energy, and I know you're going to take that energy back into the classroom, but also you guys seem to really be energized by your students. So give me a recap of the day for you and the most important thing you've learned that you're going to take back with you.
Going in, and the first thing we started to do, it was hands-on. It was automatic. It was videos and it was visuals, auditory and kinesthetic, hands-on, you know, for all the different learners at one time. Building, putting together the rockets, I mean, it just made me interested. And to piggyback off what you said the first time about teachers getting frustrated with the testing and stuff, it's PDs like this that motivate us to go back. And the thing about us, we used to different things coming our way, so we're not easily frustrated when it comes to different things. So, but overall, I think the best was, because I know I had so much fun with the Rockets, I know that they would. So I really learned a lot, I really did.
One vote for the Rocket?
Well, we actually did two different types of Rockets. One was with just an Alka-Seltzer tablet, which the gases it built up caused it to go, of course, not as high. But the one thing that I've really liked besides the hands-on is they've given us a lot more resources we can go to. They've given us things that we can actually turn to when I'm writing a lesson plan. I go, I need something to do with this, and I know where I can go now to get more information and get more hands-on.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So today we were actually, like our students, we were able to actually get hands-on, and we were able to experience it ourselves versus reading it on a piece of paper and then going to our students. We were able to do it before our students do it.
That's really interesting because maybe school systems ought to remember that the teachers, the way they are trained, can help them elevate their level of interest and take that energy back into the classroom. We have some people who listen to our show, so I hope some of you guys over there at the Department of Education are listening, because it really sounds like a way to keep the teachers motivated and carry that energy back in. Keep up the good work. I truly, truly am impressed with all of you guys, and I'm really glad you all had a good time on your outing today.